You can never talk about change without talking about renewing your mind. Because if you don't change your thinking, you won't change your life. If you keep doing the same thing but expecting different results, that's called insanity. You're going to have to change the way you think in order to change your life. If you don't change the way you think, you will remain the same for the rest of your life.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth Copeland and his guest Creflo Dollar as they begin this week's teaching, Renewing the Spirit of Your Mind. If you want to experience significant change for the better in your life, it begins with changing how you think.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Monday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. You're going to be glad you showed up today. I can promise you that. And don't miss any of the broadcasts this week, because we're going into areas this week that have to do with exactly what's going on around us, what's in the news media, what is all this confusion going on, not just in the government of the United States, but every government in the world. I mean, the whole thing is so confused, they can't figure out from one day to the next what's happening, what's going on around us, and so forth. Well, God's not confused, and neither is His Word. And the longer I stay in it, the less confused I am about the thing. And you're going to be glad you came. Father, we give You praise and thanksgiving today for Your Word. We open our minds and we open our hearts for revelation from heaven to deconfuse us, praise God, and get us on the truth that is not confused at all. And we thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Join me again today and for all this week on this broadcast, our dear brother Creflo Dollar. Praise God,
Creflo.
I got tickled while I was praying. I could sense in my spirit that the Lord's tickled over this. Mm-hmm. He's thrilled over this, because it's an inside thing with Him and His people, you know, because He's got the answers and He's sharing them with us. Mm-hmm. And you look out there and think, if they only knew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the body of Christ should be that way, mm-hmm. because the Word says, to the intent that the principalities and powers might be made known the wisdom of God through the church.
Yes.
The body of Jesus in this earth is endowed with the wisdom of the ages. Mm-hmm. The only problem of it is, and a lot of Christians, it's hidden and can't get out. Mm-hmm. And this, we're bringing these His Word and His knowledge and His ways to the surface, and they work.
And that's why government needs to have wise men and women of God governing side along with them, because that's where they used to do it. You had a king and a prophet that was there, and it just kind of keep things going like they're supposed to
go. Well, our forefathers in the founding of this country, man, I mean, they had pastors that were strong, and they got together, and they prayed together, and they sought one another's wisdom through the Word, and sought the wisdom of God, and that's how that Constitution got put together.
Yes, sir.
They were all building something beyond themselves, and it's even more available to us today because revelation has grown over the last 250 years or so that this country's been in operation. Mm-hmm. So, let's go to the book of Romans, where we were last week, Creflo, in that 12th chapter. Start us off there.
Okay.
And in this area about the transforming, a person being transformed, you literally turn into something different by the renewing of your mind. Mm-hmm. Take us back in there. That's where
In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed or changed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, to the world, we would say, be born again. But to the church, we would say, renew your mind, because it's a vital piece. But to be transformed or to be changed, that's going to be a process. But it's going to be the process of renewing your mind.
Yeah.
Change is a process. And you can never talk about change without talking about renewing your mind. Because if you don't change your thinking, you won't change your life. If you keep doing the same thing but expecting different results, that's called insanity. You're going to have to change the way you think in order to change your life. If you don't change the way you think, you will remain the same for the rest of your life because you're not changing the way you think.
You just keep doing the same thing.
You keep doing the same thing.
Somebody says, you know, if I was him, I wouldn't have done that. If you was him, that's exactly what you've done.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't intend to. Yeah, you did. Yeah. You just didn't know what your intentions were.
Right.
That got built up over a period of time, and you continue to have the same train of thoughts, it will lead you into the same decision to do the same thing the same way over and over and over, and it's not going to change the results of it.
Absolutely, because when you're talking about renewing your mind, you're talking about exchanging your thoughts for God's thoughts, your beliefs for God's beliefs, and you're talking about, you know, really it's called holiness. When you talk about walking holy, you're talking about having the mind of God, that whatever God says is right, you say is right. Whatever God says is wrong, you say is wrong. And so what you want to do is you want to look at your beliefs. And if they don't line up with God's word, you want to exchange your beliefs for God's belief. That's renewing the mind.
You know, I was just thinking, I never thought about this back through the negative side of it. Look at being transformed by the renewing of your mind, going into holiness. Mm-hmm. The word says we are called to be holy as he is holy. Mm-hmm. Holiness is not some spooky, funny-looking way to be. We don't cuss, we don't chew, we don't mess with nobody that do. You know, that ain't it at all. It's not what you don't do. It's being like God in his power, and he's right, and the anointing, and all of the blessing of God. I mean, that's what holiness sets you up for.
Yeah.
But think about this. Here is a young child taught properly in the Word of God, raised up that way, and for some strange, screwed up reason, that child's parents, after raising it that way, decided to send them to some socialistic, state-operated university that hates God. And, nothing. Yeah. You send them over there, and they come back somebody else. Mm-hmm. Why? They had their mind renewed from the righteousness, faith of God into that Babylonian socialistic system of we don't need God.
Surrounded by people who think exactly in line with that Babylonian
system.
So
what happened? This scripture came to pass. Mm-hmm. They were transformed by the renewing of their mind from holiness to something you don't even recognize when they get home. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, they don't honor you anymore. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, they like the world and what it's doing, and you better watch them because it'll step them right into drugs. Mm-hmm. It'll step them right. That's where that road heads.
Well, they're renewing. To renew your mind in the negative is to point you in a direction away from the will of God. So when you renew your mind in the negative, you're going to prove what's not God's will for your life.
That's what they say. You will prove what is the good, acceptable, perfect will of God. Now, when you got out of there, you began to prove what is the bad, unacceptable, perfect will of the devil. Exactly. I mean, and it's just where it goes. Mm-hmm.
And if we must understand then that this is vital. It is vital for Christian people to understand that once I'm born again, I must renew my mind. Now, of course, there's the process that's involved in renewing the mind. I think the first thing that we would have to understand is that you have to make a decision to renew your mind. I mean, the issue with Mary and Martha, you know, Mary made a decision to sit at the feet of Jesus. And I've heard you teach this in times past, where a decision will open up the doors of reality, mm-hmm. that you have to make the decision before anything else will line up. But once you make a decision in line with God's will for your life, heaven will back you up.
You're on your way.
Yeah, angels will mm-hmm. back you up. So the first step to this process of renewing your mind, you've got to make that decision. Well, now the second one is kind of tied up to this, the desire. Now, whatever you attend to the most is what you're going to desire. There's got to be this issue of wanting to do it. You got to want it. You got to want to. And mm-hmm. if you don't want to, you got to know how to go before God and say, Lord, help me to want to. But there's got to be the desire to carry out this process of change. We talked last week about the burden. Quit making serving God a burden. Quit making tithing a burden. Quit making church attendance a burden. And don't make renewing your mind a burden. You know, I started thinking about it. If I found out that somebody thought that I was a burden, and when I came over for Christmas, I ain't coming no more. I ain't gonna be no burden, no burden to you. No. You don't want me there. No. So I'm gonna first of all make a decision. I am going to have the desire. But now, here's something that's so important. I make the decision, I have a desire to change, but am I willing to deepen my knowledge in this? Get some Kenneth Copeland and Gloria Copeland tapes and get into the Word of God and not just, you know, read it for memorize the scripture, but to deepen my knowledge mm. on the blessing and deepen my knowledge on the covenant and read a book that lines up with this yeah. book and listen
ask
to tapes.
God, what do you think about this?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about this?
Yeah, commune with Him.
When you were talking there, it just seemed like the Lord illustrated this to me. A cook in the kitchen goes and gets this ingredient and puts it in the bowl and stirs it in there, finishes the whatever it was that cook was preparing, and tastes that, ooh, that's bitter. And goes over there and look back in the pantry. Now I got that out of that bag there. I'm going to do this over again, but this time I'm going to get out of this bag here. This is a little different seasoning here in this bag. And so it takes this bag and mixes in. Oh, that's better. Mm-hmm. And finishes mm-hmm. what he's doing. Now, God said, my word goes forth out of my mouth. My ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. But let the wicked man forsake his thoughts. Well, in other words, he's saying, quit thinking what you're thinking, start thinking what I'm thinking. Yeah. Come on up here with me. Yeah. He said, my word goes forth out of my mouth, and it will prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Mm-hmm. Here you have this bag of seed. Mm-hmm. This bag of seasoning, mm-hmm. here, it's full of thoughts. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or you can go over here and get this social mm-hmm. ology book, mm-hmm. and it's a bag of thoughts.
Mm-hmm. And,
you can get in there and think these thoughts, or you can get in there and think these thoughts. Mm-hmm. The guy that wrote this will tell you you're crazy and this stuff over here don't work. But I'll tell you what, the guy that wrote this says that this is crazy and it don't work. Because, and this one happens to be right.
Yeah, because all sociology is a study of norms and values that a group of folks have agreed to accept. I mean, we accept that this is normal. It's not based on truth. It's just based on if we all decide to accept it.
And think about where it came from. Social-ology. Social justice. Social ism. Now, what you take one step leads to the other, and you're going to wind up in a room full of people you don't know how you got there, and you're thinking thoughts you ain't got any business thinking, and it'll just take you right on down the hill. But now, if you and you're raised up conforming to the world and thinking those kind of thoughts and so forth, you make the decision. This is what brought that on. You're talking about the decision. That cook made that decision. I'm not going to get my stuff out of that sack anymore. I'm going over here and get it out of this sack. I believe this would be better. You make that decision. I'm going to think on whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are just, good report, lovely. It has to be based in love. And so forth, you're going to wind up here.
Yes, sir.
And if you come over here and choose this package of thoughts, I'm going to take this down off of the shelf, and I'm going to say, I'm expecting the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me, and I'm going to think these thoughts. I honor God, and I put His thoughts higher than my thoughts, His ways higher than my ways. I put His thoughts in my mind. I'm making a decision, aren't I?
You're not going to be able to make progress without making those decisions to renew your mind. It's just not going to happen. And even with that, the decision, the desire, deepening the knowledge, but look at this one, diligence. I like to say it like this. When you're slack, you're going to lack. And when you're not diligent about making the decision to choose out of this one instead of out of that one, and diligence, a diligent hand to keep doing this over and over and over again, it leads you to the next one. Watch this. Defend your thoughts. Because once you decide to renew your mind out of this book, you're going to have to defend your mind from the thoughts that can come out of this book. You're going to have to defend your mind against all of those thoughts that contradict God's word and God's way. Because if we don't renew our mind with God's word, we're going to end up doing something that God never intended for us to do. And you will not know the will of God for your life if you do not renew your mind. Somebody says, God, I want to know the will of God for my life. You got to get involved in diligently renewing your mind out of the correct source. Sociology is based on what? It's based on a whole bunch of opinions that's not based in the truth of God's word. And over a period of time, they don't even know where it came from. They begin to now quote what somebody did 10 years ago and what somebody did 30 years ago, but it's still not based in the truth. This word is truth. And when our lives are renewed with the truth, we have the correct foundation to prove over and over again, this is the will of God for my life. This is the will of God for me on this planet. You don't have to be lost and not know the will of God for your life. Renew your mind with this book, and you'll know the will of God for
your life. Absolutely. Jesus made that promise in the 16th chapter of John. Let's turn over there, Crystal.
Okay.
That he said something there that the religious mind just can't even read it. It staggers. I want to point this out. We have witnessed what confusion, political correctness, can create. When somebody says, I don't want you marking my baby's paper with no red pencil no more, because you upsetting his self-esteem. You need to mark it in a red pencil, because the little guy needs to understand that he's going to have to develop here. I'm calling your attention not to you being some kind of a an idiot, but you made a mistake here. Yeah, you need to work at this.
Yeah.
And, well, now we need to break that team up. They're too good. Come on, man. Nobody can grow under those conditions.
No, sir.
You take all of the resistance away from it, you're going to wind up with a bunch of willy-nillies and they can't grow at all. Mm-hmm. There's no pressure. You got the guy in the gym working out with a broom handle, man. Whoa, look, I did 25 reps. Look at here. With a broom handle, well, so what? You'd have to do 16,000 to ever produce anything.
Yeah.
Because there's no growth mm-hmm. involved in that. Mm-hmm. Now, political correctness came out of social thinking, trying to figure out mm-hmm. what's wrong with all this. And it's confusion. Mm-hmm. It has built-in confusion. Mm-hmm. What's worse than that's religious correctness? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just so unworthy. Mm-hmm. I'm just a little worm. You don't no more believe that than a goose fly upside mm-hmm. down, man. I mean, you don't say that nowhere but church.
Yep.
your baby come in from the fifth grade one day and said, Mama, that teacher said I'm unworthy. She said, what? My baby unworthy? Whoa, you just said that Sunday morning, Mama.
and neither do you talk like it when it's your night with your wife. You get on the pulpit and you say, turn to the 13th chapter of the book of Revelations. But you don't say that when you go home to Mama. You don't say, yes, sweetheart, let's get it on, you know.
No. But the danger part of it is religious correctness is genetically altered Bible, mm-hmm. where it begins to say something it didn't say, and it blames God with something he didn't do, and lets you completely off the hook. It just wasn't God's will for me, so I don't have to be diligent about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Now, that brings you into something Jesus said here, and religiously, politically correct people will not read this verse and believe it. Mm-hmm. That's what I was getting at. Mm-hmm. 16th chapter of John, in the 13th verse. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will... Well, Brother Creflo, you never know what the Holy Ghost is going to do. Yeah, he will. He will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Well, God doesn't ever speak to me. Not everyone can hear the voice of God. But Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Any man
mm-hmm.
hears my voice mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and opens. Mm-hmm. So any man can hear.
Yes, sir.
But to religiously correct, say, well, some might not. You know what I mean? But now, here's the point. Even we're out of time, but I have to get to this. He will show you things to come. Now, look at the 14th verse. He'll glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you, and all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said he'll take of mine and show it unto you. He just got through saying, I have access to everything God knows.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Wow. Will that renew your mind or what?
That'll renew it.
Well, now somewhere you got to come up and stand up and say, yes, praise God. He said it. I believe it. But I choose to believe this. I choose to put this in my mind and think it. And we're out of time.
Oh.
We'll think it tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
From right there.
Yes, sir.
Brother Creflo and I will be back in just a moment. Hallelujah.
Come to these exciting meetings. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Langley, British Columbia for the Canada Victory Campaign, May 12th through 14th at the Langley Events Center. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For more information, go to kcm.org. The average person can have up to 50,000 thoughts every day. These thoughts create patterns of thinking that build a blueprint and affect everything in life. So what have you been setting your mind on? Renew your mind to God's Word starting right now with Dr. Creflo Dollar's teaching series, How to Change Your Thinking. Transform your life by lining up your mind with God and His Word.
You have to change the way you think. And if you change the way you think, you're going to have to change those words that you're exposing yourself to.
Exchange your thoughts for God's thoughts and promises. Eliminate destructive thought patterns and don't let a stronghold keep you from God's best. As you listen to this dynamic, powerful, and practical series, you'll notice a shift in your perspective on life. Things will begin to change. You'll see yourself like God sees you, blessed, confident, full of hope, and walking in faith and victory. Change your thinking and change your life. Order How to Change Your Thinking today at a special 10% saving for just $18. This powerful 4-CD set by Creflo Dollar will show you how changing your mind can change your life. For a discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org. To order by phone, call 800-600-7395 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
Now, this is part of changing your way of thinking. Wherever, you mentioned this in the broadcast today, wherever you place your attention and focus on it, that will begin to form your thoughts, which will then begin to transform because it begins to energize desires in that direction. And the more you desire it, the more focused you are, and so forth and so on and so on, and now you're on your way. That's what these products are for. They're not to finance the ministry. What we're involved in is helping you get hold of this in a way that you can listen to it night and day. And you get the DVDs and watch them. You get the CDs like these. And this is how you do it. And it's, of course, it's more detailed than our broadcasts are because you got more time. Mm-hmm. So do whatever you need to do to get hold of this particular set especially. You order it. You get into it, and you're diligent to listen to it. Put this other junk aside. Get it out of the way. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. We'll see you then. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. No matter where you are, if you have internet access, you are seconds away from life-changing answers thanks to the power of search at kcm.org. It's easy. Just find this keyword search block, enter a word, speaker name, topic, or scripture. Search gives you instant 24/7 access to more than 40 years of revelation and inspiration from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Try keyword search today at kcm.org.